And now, Dial Deodorant Soap invites you to dial Dave Garraway.
Well, old pal, any French flags flying around your neighborhood today? This is Bastille Day on the calendar, July 14th. Way back in something or other, 1789 or so, the French Revolution began. And they've been doing pretty well with it ever since. But you and I have a little revolution of our own. You kick off your shoes and stop work for a while, and we'll see what's happened around the world today. Quite a thing happened down in Taylorsville, North Carolina. Did you hear about that? Yesterday, a fellow named Boyd Adams picked up a .22 rifle, and he walked out into his mother-in-law's backyard to kill a chicken for dinner. He picked out a big, healthy-looking pullet, and he fired. What happened? A nearby building blew up. Window panes in the farmhouse were blown out. Chimneys were shaken and damaged. He was tossed 30 feet. Windows in Taylorsville, 2.5 miles away, rattled. The bullet ricocheted and set off 5 cases of dynamite inside the storage building. The bullet he aimed at? Nothing happened. Unruffled. Probably about that moment when the explosion went off, his wife ran out and said, "Dear, what happened?" And he said, "Nothing. I missed." Maybe I wasn't there. Isn't it nice to be fresh and clean all over, all day long? If you've had that good feeling, you know that what the boy says here is right. If you haven't, get some Dial soap with AT7 and get that feeling. Dial leaves you really clean, keeps you that way. Now that you can get Dial in shampoo form with AT7 too, your hair can be cleaner and fresher for days longer, and you'll love the way it starts because Dial comes in a squeeze bottle, the shampoo does, that you can't break if you should drop it in the tub. It keeps your hair lustrous and beautiful and really clean longer. Can't quite make up my mind how I feel today. I've got every reason in the world to feel happy, and I've got a very good reason for feeling sad, too. Yesterday was my birthday, and I'm a year older today. Everybody went around giving me the birthday business, the hearty handshake, you know, and the happy birthday, Dave. And I'm not sure whether it left me happy or not, because the good Lord knows I haven't got much to be sad about. I love my work very much. A lot of incredibly good people have been very kind to me. I've maintained as much saneness, I guess, as it's possible in the crazy world we live in today. But still, though, you get to think the years are rolling by in single file. Remember what T.S. Eliot said so nicely. I have measured out my life in coffee spoons. And bit by bit, it's slipping away. Even though by most standards, I'm still a pretty young man, but not by every standard any longer. Over on Central Park West, walking home the other day, one of the kids in the park had a baseball go by him, and it came right at me, and he said, "Toss it back," and I did, as hard as I could. That was last week. My arm is still sore from it. But I could say to myself, I never did throw many baseballs, so that's all right. I notice, though, I get a little winded when I walk upstairs now. But so what? So they got elevators everywhere today. And I notice I don't stay up as late as I used to. But I've found out, on the other hand, that most really interesting things happen in the early evening or even in the daytime. And my barber keeps mentioning to me that I'm getting a little grayer every time I go down there. Well, that's all right. This weekend, an exceedingly attractive young lady told me that there was no hair as distinguished and manly as gray hair. And she was looking right at me when she said, so maybe I'm ahead there. I find that I don't enjoy dancing very much anymore like I used to, or sitting around playing poker all night. And those pleasures have gone away. But on the other hand, I find I like books more, and I like music more than I used to. And I like people more, and automobiles. That's at least even. I'm not so old, in a way. I am older than Mickey Mantle, or Frank Sinatra, or Bill Holden, or Ingrid Bergman, or I'm older than Eddie Fisher, or Maureen Connolly, or Judy Garland, or Frank Stranahan, to name a few. But there are lots of folks that I'm younger than. Sit here all day, and I'm younger than George Jean Nathan, or Albert Einstein or Charles Lawton or Jeanette MacDonald or Nick Kenny or Barney Baruch or Harry Truman or lots of folks. So I'm all right. I'm not so bad, really. In fact, I got to thinking of all the things that I have been able to do and how lucky I've been. Balanced, of course, by all the things that I want to do and never have been able to. But I have had just about the best life a guy could have. If I'd sat down 20 years ago and said where I'd like to be today, it wouldn't be more than about an inch from where I am right now. And having the strange and wonderful and thrilling luck to be born when I was and where I was in the most desirable place in this crazy, mixed-up world to be in our own country, I mean, just couldn't have worked out better. So I say on a birthday, and you can say the same thing, too, if you feel it. Let the years go by in single file. Enjoy the life of coffee spoon. And I say, happy birthday, old Dave. You sure got it good. And back to work. By having it good, I mean back to work like saying, here's a fine phonograph record that I like to listen to, and I think you might, too. No wonder he thinks he's got it good. He has. Remember the big hit that the Mills Brothers had with Glowworm? Well, they got another one now. It's a little confusing. But as I figure it out, they used the melody of Humoresque and the idea of Poor Butterfly. And they got the thing together called Pretty Butterfly. And it's a cheerful number rather than the sad one of the original Poor Butterfly. Is that clear to you? We'll sit back and we'll figure it out together here.
Pretty butterfly, you're crying, 'cause your bumblebee went flying. Dry those teardrops in your eyes of blue. Comes a time when bees go buzzing and get sweeties by the dozen, but they always come back when they're through. Stop your yearning, he'll be returning. Then you'll flap your wings the way you used to do. Pretty butterfly, stop crying. When he's off to butterfly, and he'll bring all his honey back to you. Till they back up. Stop your crying or you'll crack up. Have a little patience, butterfly. Oh, bees get busy when they're growing, and their wild oats they start sowing, but they learn a lesson by and by. Keep your chin up, you're still his fiddler, and I bet he keeps your picture in his wallet, too. Pretty butterfly, stop crying. When he's off to butterflying, he'll bring all his money back to you. He'll bring all his money back to you.
Well, it's as clear as it's going to get that way, anyhow. The Mills Brothers. You've noticed, Devonshire, lately that there have been, I think, six or seven states with record-high temperatures in the history of the Weather Bureau so far this year already, and there'll probably be a few more, which doesn't bother our sponsor a bit, nor his product. In fact, the warmer the weather, I think the better he likes it, because he has found that the warmer the weather, the warmer your appreciation of Dial soap and what Dial soap does for you. Because no matter how much you perspire on the hottest day, Dial keeps you fresh and nice to be around all the day long, not just for an hour or two after you use it in the morning. People who use Dial are glad they use Dial. And if you're one of them, you'll back me up in that, I know. And don't you wish that everybody did? That everybody had found out by this time that Dial is a faint, clean-smelling soap that stops odor before it starts. Just think, no matter how hot it is, just a bath, a tub or shower with Dial in the morning, and you're fresh because you've removed the basic cause of perspiration odor and done it for all day. You've taken away tiny skin bacteria that everybody has. AT7, the hexachlorophene, is the ingredient in Dial soap that does it. And of all leading soaps, only Dial soap has that. So remember now to pick up Dial and do it in the big bath size with the diagonal blue band around it that says special trade-in offer. Because you can use those bath size wrappers right now to get a regular complexion size bar of Dial soap free as a gift. It's a wonderful deal from Dial. But if Dial were $10 a bar, it'd still be a wonderful deal. Thank goodness it isn't. Amongst the social notes from all over, saw in the paper this morning, Sheriff, oh dear, now what was his name? Sheriff, and she told me on the phone last night, Clem Makepeace, I think it was, oh, she'll never forgive me. Sheriff Clem Makepeace married two good friends of yours and mine down in Duran, Oklahoma last night. Two good friends, Rosemary Clooney and Jose Ferrer. And two nicer people couldn't have got married. And a long, happy life to them, we were thinking. Probably no connection with Rosemary's new record title, but it might be. It's called Stick With Me.
Stick with me and baby, you can have anything. Anything you want is how it'll be. Stick with me and baby, you can have everything. Anything and everything for sticking with me. Hold me tight and baby, you can have anything. Ask me anything and I will agree. Hold me tight and baby, you can have everything. Anything and everything but stick with me. When we kiss, I know that this is it. Wonderful and wild and crazy. Give me all your heart so I can quit picking petals off each daisy. Take my loving, baby, we can go anywhere. Anywhere you ever wanted to see. Take my loving, baby, we can go everywhere. Anywhere and everywhere and anything and everything. Oh, we can do it, baby, if you stick with me.
She should have sung that at the wedding. It wasn't Clem Whippersnapper. It was Seth Shoemake. That was the guy's name. And I hope it will be a long, long, happy affair. Time now is, oh, it's that time again. Isn't it, Ed?
If you haven't done so already, now is certainly the time to change to Dial soap for your complexion. Because right now you can get a regular complexion size bar of this fine fragrant soap as a gift. And what a gift! Dial is the mildest kind of face soap. Its creamy lather cleanses thoroughly. More important, Dial protects your complexion even under makeup. Because when you wash your face with Dial every day, it effectively removes bacteria that often aggravate and spread surface blemishes. And Dial keeps them away. So no matter how much makeup you use or how little, the fresh clearness of your skin is continuously protected underneath. So don't miss this chance to get your complexion size bar of Dial soap as a gift. Look for bath size Dial in the new wrappers with a blue band that says special trade-in offer. And trade in those wrappers to get your gift of a regular complexion size of Dial. The only leading soap with AT7 or hexachlorophene.
Remember now, a woman only needs two things to keep her happy. Furniture to move around, and a husband to move the furniture around for her, of course. See you like, won't be till tomorrow, will it? Well, until then, old friend, some love and peace.
Wednesday and each weekday at the same time, Dial Deodorant Soap invites you to Dial Dave Galloway. Each weekday, hear news of the world on NBC.